Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 28th, 2025. Have your host James here with you, and I am joined right now by BMX Badger State team. We got our Central Wisconsin BMX here with us to talk about the BMX Badger State Nationals coming up. I want to let you guys introduce yourselves so the audience can put a name to the voice. We'll start down the line here.
Hi, I'm Kelsey.
Hey Kelsey, thanks for being here. Good to see you.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Talon Dickey.
Talon, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Always thank you for the time. And thanks for being here again, too. I appreciate you guys. So I want to get into the competition to the Badger State Nationals. What can people expect, of course? To longtime riders out there, you guys know a lot of the details already. What I'd like to do is really get other people interested or, have them know a little bit more about the sport and about what they can expect from this great event. Mm-hmm. So let's start right there with the Badger State Nationals. It's coming up Thursday, the 31st of the month, so coming up right around the corner. Well, let me start right here. How are you guys feeling about it? How are you feeling about Nationals being around the corner, Kelsey?
Oh, we're anxious, excited, a lot of energy. We're waiting for a lot of energy.
Yeah, yeah. I could feel it. Yeah. I get it, too. Yeah. Tell.
I'm also super just excited to have it back in Rapids again. Hometown National.
Yeah, yeah. I remember touching on this with you before about, and I love talking to any athlete like about this, because it's one thing to be able to perform, it's one thing to be able to do what you love, to be able to do it in your hometown. You know, it's just a different character. It's just a different animal to be able to do that. And I'm really happy for you, excited for you, and all of our local competitors and everything, and parents and family members, and more on that in a little bit. So the competition itself, if I'm a fan and I'm coming to this, what can I expect? Could you kind of break it down for us a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So it's $10 to park for this event. All the parking fees go towards our track. We are a nonprofit.
Yeah, so, good to know.
So that goes directly to our track. The race on Friday begins with balance bikes or striders, mm-hmm. which are little kids with no pedals.
Yeah, yeah.
They are so fun to watch.
Worth coming alone for. Right. Yeah, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
They are so adorable. They are the future of BMX.
Yeah, yeah.
It starts at 1:15. And they do three races back to back. They go forwards twice, backwards once.
That is so much fun. That's awesome. What a great way to kick things off.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
They're adorable. You have to come see them. And then after that, the pedal racing starts at 1:30.
Yeah.
Kicks off with, we have different classes that are like an open class, which is like a mix of age groups. Mm-hmm. They go first, then cruisers, which is a bigger bike.
Yeah.
24 inch tire.
And then it goes from women to guys in the cruiser class, then just bike by proficiency and age group.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that'll be the rest of the day. And it's intense. As the age group goes up, the races get faster. It is insane.
You may know this yourself too a little bit with your father, but I know with my father being a hockey kid and everything growing up in that house, whenever I would come across people and try to explain hockey to them and get new people to be into it and stuff, that's like an hour conversation most days and everything. One of the things I love about this sport, if you haven't taken something like this in yet, those details you gave us were perfect. That was great. I appreciate it. Also, come on down. You're going to know what's happening. You know what racing is. You know. What there's not a ton that we need to explain to you here with it and everything. If you enjoy seeing racing, seeing somebody faster than somebody else, you are going to enjoy this, especially when you add on all those details you just gave us. And I think too, one of the bigger selling points for this sport to me is seeing the locals involved and seeing people that I don't know how to say this with more respect than I can, but as some, you see athletes up there and I could see my kid doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't make light of any, all the practice, all the work and everything that goes into it. But I do think this is one of those sports where we really can encourage everybody to be a part of this.
Absolutely. Nobody sits out.
Yeah.
I have three kids of my own. They all race and I race myself. My husband races. It's a family event for us. awesome to see.
Which is another great note about this too. This is a family event. This is something that we want you to bring the whole family down for. Now, you and your friends, you're going to have a good time too if you go down there in that regard. But you're also coming down and you're going to be having a good time with the family as well, which we don't have a lot of those events nowadays. Right. I feel like we have less and less as time goes on. Here's a great opportunity for that. Make it a new tradition and come on down, have fun while also cheering and rooting for your locals and local people out there.
Right.
You guys going to have food down there and stuff?
Yep. We have concessions at our facility, and there will be a food truck. I think Papa Belly's is going to be there.
Perfect.
You got to try it.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Not only that's going to be a great time, but I know that when it comes to having an event like this, that I think also, yes, it's good for the whole family, and that it's really and whatever interests you. You know, I have a hard time believing that there's anybody out there, even if you're not a sports fan or somebody that takes in a lot of sports, I feel like you can really, really enjoy this event. I did want to take a second just to touch on the training and the work that goes into this and everything. And Taylan, if you don't mind, I'd like to just get a little bit behind the curtain look, a little bit like what it's like building up to nationals here. In these, in the month, the weeks, what have you, that how much time do you get to really put into biking? I know you got other things going on and a whole other life and stuff, but I also imagine that you're trying to put in as much time as you can on the bike.
Yeah, I feel like it's just trying to find the time where you can, going out to the track whenever they're open, riding practice nights, doing your local races, or even just traveling to get more races in.
How much does it help or hurt being on a track that you've been on before, you know, like probably like the back of your hand?
Yeah, I feel like it just gives you a lot more confidence knowing the track and being able just to ride one that you've rode pretty much your whole life.
Yeah, yeah. What is, with that in mind, what does it mean to do this? Because I know I've talked with you before how good it feels to be out there, what you like about it and everything. Doing this in your hometown, doing this in where you laid those roots, where, like you said, you've been on this track a lot.
Yeah, I feel like it's just an amazing experience seeing all the people that you've rode with all year round and just pretty much seeing everybody from home.
Yeah, yeah. You know, other people you race with, I imagine, too, friends and such, and them, you know, cheering for them and having them be in that part of this, too, has got to feel pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right on. You know, one talk with you about this too. One other thing that I wanted to make note of too is I think that having this event right after or before, but especially right after the state water ski tournament, I think it can give people another reminder too of what it means to host events like this, and what it means. Certainly, I could ramble for an hour economically the impact it has, and whether I'm talking to the mayor or anybody else about it, and we reference those things. Mm-hmm. The importance that these nonprofits put on our community and how much they improve our lives, certainly on an economic level. But just touching on the whole, the enjoyment level of this, the entertainment level of this, have something like this that most people out there listening to this, especially at this point in the interview, you'd travel half an hour, 2 hours to, pretty lucky here in central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We, you know, most things are 2 hours away at the farthest.
Yep.
Well, this is about 5 minutes away from you probably.
Yep.
This is wherever you're listening to us, especially in the Rapids area here, you're right around the corner from this. Here's a great opportunity to check in something where you're not going to be spending half the day traveling.
Right.
If you are out there listening to us, chances are you are within half an hour to 45 minutes of us. So again, not a big distance to travel to take in something that is literally bringing in the whole union. I mean, the whole country comes to this event. We got riders from all over this country coming to this event, which means we've got their families, their friends, their people coming to town with all of that, which is pretty cool.
It is amazing. It's quite an honor, actually, to think about our little town hosting this national event.
And Kels, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Where people come from literally all over the country. Some people even come from outside of the country, which is mind-blowing.
And that reminds me, not one of oh, you know, everybody on your good behavior. Let's all treat these people good. Let's treat them well. Want them to come back. Want them to come back not only for more events, but more of the next year's events and the times we get to host this. But also, just kind of for us to be able to take back and sit back and appreciate our area. Right. No area is perfect. Everybody, everything needs work here and there and stuff. Mm-hmm. But as somebody who, when I was a kid, didn't appreciate this area enough, just taking a step back and be like, darn, there's some pretty cool stuff around here.
Yeah.
There's some pretty great stuff that we get to do around here.
Right. The river goes right through the middle of our town.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
There's so many great things. And this is another great one. This is a great event that we're very, very, very excited about. I do want to remind everybody that you can be a part of things with this event as well, whether it's volunteering or mm-hmm. you want to get your kids or you yourself want to get on the bike. We encourage you to do that. If you want to reach out to the team over at Central Wisconsin BMX, one of the ways I would encourage it is through the Facebook page.
Yes.
That's probably one of the better ways. Is there other ways to do that as well, Kelsey?
There's an email on our webpage.
Yeah.
But the Facebook page is probably the fastest.
That email that Kelsey's referencing, info@cwbmx.org, info@cwbmx.org. Again, the Facebook website is also a great way to store it in your search engine and find them that way, like their page, keep up to date on what they're doing. Be sure to share their posts and your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And, of course, show up. We will meet you at Nationals. They're going on right here in Rapids, Thursday, the 31st of July. Head on over to 220 East Riverview Expressway right here in Rapids and take in this amazing event. Support this event, everybody. We'll meet you down at the track. You too. You did it. Thank you. You did it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you did too good, though. You're going to have to come back sometime. At least next year. I should have told you that ahead of time. I'm so sorry. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the time. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you joining us for another edition of Rapids Report, brought to you by Crockett Septic here at WFHR. Sure.